Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mac, and today we're going to talk about some of the updates that KTM brought to the Portuguese Grand Prix last weekend in Portimão. Now, on Friday, Brad Binder and Pedro Acosta debuted the new rear section of the KTM / GasGas to the world. And firstly and foremostly, what you can see here is the three elements on the side of the rear cowl. Now, this is not the first time that we've seen them. We've seen these in Sepang already, but they didn't seem to use them in Qatar. The other thing that is completely new on the rear section is the actual rear wing itself. And, you know, for many people, this looks very, very similar or the same, in fact, as the old rear wing. However, if you look at the rear wing that was run in Qatar, you will see that there is a large difference in the overall shape of it, size of it, and how certain elements are mounted. If you look at the lower element, how it's mounted here, compared to the new rear wing, you will see the lower wing is actually now part of the main structure of it. The shape is slightly different, and as well, the top part of the new wing is slightly different as well. Overall, it's a little bit more of a skinnier wing, but I am pretty confident that it is going to be driving more aero. Also, here you can see on the side of Acosta's bike how the winglets and the rear wing now are working together to try and make sure that they're driving the right amount of energy. The next thing that I noticed was that they are working on the front end of the bike. Here you will see the front aero just down by the bottom of the brake disc. This is more so, in my view, like the Aprilia style aero rather than the Ducati, but again, it seems to be working for them, and I have no doubt it's an area that they're going to continue to focus on. The next area that I noticed was the frame itself, and it's hard to get good pictures of MotoGP bike frames because they're pretty closely guarded secrets, but during the test we noticed that the bottom section where the rider's rear set attaches and the main engine for engine mount and swing arm mount seemed to be a aluminium block, and there is a cover, or it seemed to be a kind of a matte black cover. Now, I wasn't sure at the time, was it this, you know, ionized aluminium, or was this just a cover? But in Portimão, we can now see that this is a carbon fiber, and it definitely does look like it is a cover. Now, also, just take note of where the technical control sticker is, because there was a second frame being run by KTM over the course of the weekend. And here you will see it in that exact area. You will see that there is a bit of metal inserted. Now, for me, this looks like that it is kind of in the subframe mounting section that where this is. So could it be to add some strength there? I don't know. Also, you can see just where the bottom of the that metal section is, how the carbon cover, what it looks like now, is kind of a little bit proud. So I would be pretty comfortable saying that this is actually a carbon cover. And the screw that is just above the engine mount, that is probably there just to keep the carbon cover on, in my opinion. I could be completely wrong, but I'm not convinced that it is a full carbon fiber frame. But it was brilliant to see some of the innovations being brought by KTM, even just at the second race of the season. They're definitely pioneering the carbon frame. Yes, I do believe majority of teams in the next couple of years will have carbon frames, but they are definitely leading the way in this. But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. What do you think of the updates that KTM brought to the Portuguese Grand Prix? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.